I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, you know it's Taz and Moose. You know it's Taz and Moose. Hey.
Ah, yes, hour number three here on this Friday morning on CBS Sports Radio. Third and final hour. It is Taz and the Moose with you as we come to you live from the Quicken Loan Studios. National mortgage lender Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, and make sure to mortgage confidently. Coming up in less than 25 minutes, we're going to be talking to Clark Kellogg, CBS Sports College Hoops analyst. He'll join us then. You've got Mikey B and Pete the Body across the way. AB with your updates. Can't play a talking number to call 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227.
Attention hotline fans.
Sirius 213 XM 201 961 on the app. Hit us up on Twitter and Instagram at Taz and the Moose.
Well, speaking of Twitter, looking at the Taz and the Moose Twitter and the bracket, we put a poll up there. Is your hashtag bracket busted after day one hashtag NCAA tournament 2018? 46% right now, Moose, say yes, throw it away. 54 say no, still dancing.
There you go. Well, I'm part of that 46% after Moose. What was an absolute disaster.
You are. There's another tweet. Actually, you're not done. I'm not done. I am done. Make sure you retweet that, Moose.
After the first Thursday, I'll get right on it. After the first Thursday of the NCAA tournament, as Arizona falls last night, and I'm done with Arizona. I mean, I swore off of them last year. I said never again after they lost and Trier misses a three late. I said it won't happen again. I bought in to the fact of, and the Pac-12 is terrible. I mean, they were terrible in college football in the bowl season. They've been terrible in this tournament as well. Just an utterly disastrous performance as Buffalo just hands it to them. They don't just win the game.
They win
it 89-68 in a 4-13 matchup. And you know, Sean Miller could say, we'll live to fight another day, or you know, doesn't change his demeanor. I mean, they're all gone. I mean, he's had a three guys are graduating.
Gone right after the game.
Right, Trier and Ayton both declared for the NBA draft in the locker room. I don't even think they showered yet before they declared for the NBA draft.
No, all kidding aside, I think you're right.
they were done with Arizona, and they're heading on. He's a terrible tournament coach. Team's always underachieve. And I tweet this out, Taz. I don't care, honestly, about the FBI investigation. If you're Arizona, I don't know exactly what that team and program is going to look like next year. Shaq's son, who was committed to them, is now going to UCLA. Another kid was committed to them, is going to Villanova. Another one, three top 100 recruits have all decommitted after Arizona and the program and Sean Miller linked to this FBI investigation. He might lose his job. He might lose his job because the boosters in Arizona can't be thrilled with this program continues to underperform in the brightest lights in the NCAA tournament. And that's the exact case and what you saw last night. And he got completely outcoached by Buffalo.
Buffalo coach Nate Oates completely outcoached him. I completely agree. Went in with a proper game plan and scheme, and Sean Miller made no adjustments at halftime. It was like a 2-3 point game at halftime. Was it 40 to 50, something like
2-point game. 40-38, I think it was.
Yeah, it's a game, right? At that point, it's a 2-point game. I can't prove he made no adjustments. It didn't seem like much did, but I'll tell you what, Nate Oates did for Buffalo, and they went in there with a chip on their shoulder. They went in there prepared to shut down DeAndre Ayton. And the Bulls of Buffalo did do that for sure. And for that alone, just that alone, I mean, with the pressure on these guys at these big programs like in Arizona, from the alumni, from the university, the AD's office, all that jazz. I'm with you, dude. I mean, I could see, and all that other negative scuttlebutt on him with the FBI stuff. You know, I could see them saying, you know what, Mr. Miller, adios.
And just for everyone that picked Arizona as well, I mean, there's got to be some pushback a little bit. I mean, year in and year out, right? Yeah. And yesterday we ran through the brackets, and I talked about the idea of Arizona cutting down the nets in San Antonio and the irony of it and the FBI investigation. I mean, the idea of Arizona winning a national championship brings us back to a walk down memory lane.
Ah, the memories. Let's take a stroll down memory lane with Taz and the Moose.
It's going to be Arizona and Michigan State in the national championship game. I think of all ironies, give me Arizona, Sean Miller, and the Wildcats to cut down the nets.
Three for Perkins is flat, but good. He hit the front of the rim. It bounced off the top of the backboard, and everything's coming up Buffalo.
Give me Arizona.
We got beat. You know, we got beat by a good team. A well-coached team, team that was tough.
Who would have thought Buffalo would play keep away from Arizona?
Give me Arizona.
A lot of times, this is awesome. In that first 4 minutes of the second half, we really get going. The opposite happened tonight.
Give me Arizona.
Three for Perkins is flat, but good. He hit the front of the rim. It bounced off the top of the backboard, and everything's coming up Buffalo.
But we ran into a team that played well. On a night where we didn't.
Number one, I pick up the USA Today today and pick that up. They have a breakdown of every single team. I go through the protocol of analysis, look at the matchups.
All of America will be talking about the Buffalo Bulls, their first ever NCAA tournament win.
And I have Arizona beating the Spartans in the national championship game. John, I want to see the scene of Sean Miller cutting down the nets after everything that surrounded him for the last 3-4 weeks. Give me Arizona.
Oh, my God.
There you go. Yeah.
That might be the best memory lane we've ever had.
Great job, Mikey.
Mikey B and Pete, awesome work. Was did Pete get any credit? Just Mikey. Just Mike. All right, Mike, great job. Pete,
great
stay
job.
Over there.
He was there for me mentally.
Pete's talking out of both sides of his mouth all the time anyway with the other show. But both sides. That was great. That was awesome. And this is actually an awesome tweet at the Taz and the Moose account. You know, Moose, we do have a Twitter account for the show.
Yep.
Now, this is the Kingsman, at the Kingsman 36. Now that Arizona is out of the tournament, at Mark Belusis, basically doesn't care about the NCAA tournament anymore. Taz and a Moose, and he had like a gif of a guy ripping up a piece of paper phone. I know it's not true. He's just joking.
Yeah, no,
joke. We know you care.
But yes,
he's teasing you. He's teasing you.
I got you.
He's just busting your chops.
Yes, I got it.
That's what the fan base does. They love us, Moose.
I understand.
They love you, too.
I got it. I understand he's busting my chops. No, I'll watch the games. I've got other brackets that are still alive in money pools, and we.
Oh, now he comes out. Yeah, so we got other brackets.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah,
you going with just one?
That's what I do because I'm focused. I'm not a jack of all trades, master of none. I'm a jack
money.
Of all trades. Well, I have other money things I do on side that have nothing to do with basketball. Let's just leave it at that.
I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the fact you're there. They're there to try and win money.
Well, I'm trying to win a free breakfast from you. Okay?
And you might probably, in all likelihood, you're going to do that. So you can get your sec with the potatoes and a roll and whatever.
Don't
and
forget the ketchup.
There. Don't worry. We'll have extra ketchup for you. The idea, though, 90%, ESPN popped up, 90% of their brackets had Arizona winning last night. It was a disastrous
really? 90%,
select.
Dude?
90% of their wow. And you're talking about millions upon millions of people trying to go for that perfect bracket. It was a disastrous loss. I mean, there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. It's an embarrassing loss. It's an embarrassing pick. It's a terrible selection. I deserve all the grief that comes my way.
Oh, it's coming.
But what are you going to do? I mean, it is what it is. I mean, Sean Miller might lose his job. Arizona, Buffalo. Buffalo marches on. They hit 15 threes. Any team that hits 15 threes on 30 attempts and shoots 50% from behind the arc, you could be taken on the Harlem Globetrotters. They're going to win the basketball game.
Well, Buffalo played great defensive game and just shut down and shut out Ayton.
Embarrassing selection.
Look, I got to apologize. I was a little rough on you in the first segment. I was slapping you around a little bit out here because I was roughing you up a little bit. I'm sorry about that. I'm a little sore winner sometimes. You know how I am.
I was not.
You seemed a little offended.
I wasn't offended.
Yeah, you seemed a little offended.
You
seemed a little crabby. You did.
No, I was not offended. First of all, I don't feel 100%. Feel a little bit better than yesterday.
Oh, you're a little shangad, as we call it.
Yeah,
that means a little sick.
As we discussed yesterday. On the air.
So you're a little,
if you remember.
You're a little under the weather.
Yes.
So that's why you look crabby. You said crabby in seg one.
I wasn't crabby.
You seem crabby.
No. Listen, I don't want to lose Arizona. It had nothing to do with you busting my chops. I've had my chops broken my entire life.
Who do you have in these money pools? I'm curious. Who's your other teams?
Don't worry about it.
Ah, there it is. That's like when I asked Moose, where are you from? Don't worry about it. What are you? This guy's like a mafioso.
Don't worry about it.
You can't tell me who you have winning the pool? Why? Why is it a secret?
Why are you being like that?
I'm just asking you as a friend, who do you have winning? Why are you defensive and confrontational?
I'm not confrontational.
Yes, you are.
How am I confrontational?
Oh, loosen your ties, sir. I just asked you who you have winning.
Do you think I really care who you have winning?
I don't care who you have winning.
I think you do. Stick it. I don't care.
How about that?
I think you do.
Stick it.
Here's the deal. I think it comes down to this. Whoever I said winning, that is going to be the team you're going to root against.
What do you mean? Say it again.
There's no doubt about that. Why? Mikey B, am I correct?
Bucknell.
You have doing what? Oh, you have beaten... You have them beating Michigan State. Is that what you're saying?
No.
I miss what you're saying, because you got 9 pounds of food in your mouth.
I don't have 9 pounds of food in my mouth. I said it perfectly clear. I fired out to Mikey B. He heard me. He understood me. I said this. Whoever I said I was going to have winning the tournament, whoever is taking on that team next, you're going to be the biggest fan of.
Okay. Got it. So he's saying Bucknell. Bucknell's playing Michigan in the first. I know. It was a joke. Sometimes jokes fall on their flat in the face. I apologize. I'm usually pretty witty when it comes to jokes. I'm sorry, Moose. This joke didn't work. No. It's not your fault. It's mine. I should have got the joke. Obviously, the team behind the glass, they're still laughing. I mean, so I obviously didn't get the joke.
But who's Bucknell playing in the first?
They're playing Michigan State.
Thank you.
Well, that's why I have winning my bracket.
Right.
Ding.
That's the point.
Oh, jeez. I need a roadmap to follow that joke.
No, you don't.
That was a stiff joke.
Come on, Taz. No, you don't.
Stiff joke.
That is not a stiff joke.
It's not a good joke.
That is.
Hey, Vay.
If you follow along, that is.
If you follow along.
Yes, it is. That's a great joke.
All right. I missed the joke.
It's at your expense, but it's a great joke.
No, it's not. It's just what?
Yes, how is it not?
I got Michigan winning also. Michigan State winning also. I do think there is a slim chance
Let me just explain. That's the point.
What?
The point is, who do you have winning it all?
Michigan State.
All right.
Spartans. Izzo.
What did Mikey B say?
Bucknell. The Bison. Lewisburg.
So, what's the point of saying Bucknell?
Mike, you're up.
No.
That was great.
What's the point of saying that was not rehearsed, folks.
What's the point of saying Bucknell? The point of saying Bucknell is that root for Bucknell, Michigan State is out. We don't have to hear about your pool anymore.
Oh.
That was the joke.
It's still not funny. Second time around.
It is funny.
I'm sorry. I'll work on it. Other people, put a poll up. Let's put a poll. Tell the social media team, Moose, what you think. Should we do a poll, Moose, on this? Did Taz miss the joke, or was it a bad joke? This is a poll worthy thing.
We could do a poll on something else. Do a poll.
Will you retweet the poll?
Sure.
We get minimal retweets from you. Right? The social media team says you're minimal with your retweets.
I will retweet.
You really will?
Yes, I really will.
There it is.
Moose
is bringing the wand finally.
I will retweet it.
Okay, because there's some other items that are not being retweeted.
I'll tell you, I've never been a bigger Bucknell fan.
you just want me to lose.
In my entire life. I've never been honestly. And I actually did play-by-play for their football team.
You told me that. Who were they playing? Was it a Patriot League game?
Patriot League. I don't remember. Yeah. It was years ago.
That's funny.
Nice old stadium, though.
Oh, it's a great stadium.
Yeah, but...
Yeah. That's, you know what the stadium's named after, right? I think I told you this.
You told me.
Christy Mathewson.
Yep. You told me that already. Yeah. But Bucknell, we'll see what they do against Michigan State. But you're right. I mean, everything
I don't think they're beating Michigan State. No, I know you're not. I know they're not going to beat them, too. But I'm just saying, out of all of today's games, as far as bracket busters,
right?
I think they might be the one. If I don't think they beat Michigan State either. But I also didn't think Arizona would lose to Buffalo. You know what I mean?
No, I got you.
I think that. And we have Clark Kellogg on a little bit here. What time is it going? 8:25, right, Eastern?
8:25 in 11 minutes.
Right. So he and I have talked about Bucknell. And I know he's a fan of the Bison also. So I'm going to ask him that question. What mid-major can do what the Bulls did last night? Not the Bills, the Bulls.
Yes.
Ernie. What mid-major can do that? And I bet you dollars to donuts, he says, the Bison of Bucknell University.
Taking on the Buffalo Bills.
You don't agree?
I don't think you're going to go up against Izzo in the first round.
No, I didn't ask you that, Moose. You're missing what I'm saying. This is not good.
I think you would go Charleston.
Oh, really? You think that's what Kellogg will say? Okay. I'm not going to buck that.
If I had to venture a guess, now I don't know.
You might
could think
right.
whatever. Maybe he thinks, maybe he thinks there's another lower seeded team. Maybe he likes New Mexico State over Clemson.
Well, they're a good squad, New Mexican State for sure. They are a good squad. How many Reds did you have? You never answered that question. There's a lot of questions you haven't answered.
I don't know. 4 or 5?
Wow, that's rough. You got more than 4, bro, because I got 4 and I'm killing you in the bracket. So
maybe it's 6.
I think maybe you know, okay? Maybe you know. You could tell me who batted third for the Cleveland Indians in 1932, okay, in the fourth game of the season, but you don't know how many Reds you got. Come on, bro, stop.
I don't. I'm dead serious.
Your brain is like an encyclopedia.
I know. Why does it bother you that I'm not? I don't know.
Just busted my chops.
After the first round, I don't
know. You're such a liar. Liar, liar, pants on fire.
By the way, I'll tell you who I picked in the other pools a little bit later.
I do want to know. I mean, I'm not going to lose sleep if you don't tell me. I thought you were a little defensive. I'm not telling you.
I was joking around.
Well, that seemed like a stiff joke.
No, stop. Let's go Bucknell. 855-212-4.
Go Herd! They called the Herd, the Bison. They call them the Herd.
There you go.
Go Herd.
Arizona. You want to fire out some tweets, kill it on the Arizona selection. You're right. I'm dead wrong. Embarrassing selection.
That's all right.
At Taz of the Moose. At Mark Malusis.
We still love you, buddy.
Runs hot and cold, right?
Well, we kind of love you a little bit. We like you. How about that? We like you.
Yeah, I can understand.
Yeah, we deal with you. How about that?
Listen.
Now we're getting
each his own. 855-212-4227. Taz is Taz. Well, let's be honest. Leon the Cat amongst all of us, the six of us, myself, Taz, Mikey B, Pete the Body,
he's
AB.
Winning.
Leon the Cat is leading the way.
Isn't that sad? I mean, think about
just
that.
Just shows you.
I'm miserable about
that. I'll never crack out the USA Today again. Clark Kellogg, CBS Sports College Hoops analyst, will join us next. Taz and the Moose with you, CBS Sports Radio.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
All right, this game preview is brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings. NCAA March Madness is filled with surprising Cinderella stories, so best to go with the sure thing. B-Dubs, the official hangout for March Madness, where you will miss a moment. Buffalo Wild Wings, Wing Beer Sports. Bucknell, Michigan State tonight, Taz, 7:10 on CBS.
That's right, Michigan State, man. They come in at 29-4 and won the Big Ten regular season title. And the Bison of Bucknell, 25-9, won the Patriot League regular season and tournament champion. Should be a great game.
Should be. Clark Kellogg will join us here momentarily. AB is in the house. Good morning, Andrew.
Guys, good morning. Your report's brought to you by Werner Ladder. Werner's the official ladder of NCAA March Madness and the official ladder of professional contractors everywhere. Werner, number one in ladders. The Deadspin headline reads, quote, Arizona avoids vacating future tournament wins. Not sure that was their actual intention, but the Wildcats laid down last night, 13-seeded Buffalo storming to an 89-68 upset in Boise. Head coach Nate Oates was on our Pharrell on the bench last night and was asked about now getting ready for Kentucky.
Shoot, right now we're about to sit down as a staff as soon as I get off with you and start looking at some Kentucky film and try to put a game plan together by tomorrow morning and tell our guys, meet with our guys after breakfast in the morning and put it in.
Kentucky fought off Davidson last night, 78-73. Houston outlasting San Diego State, 67-65 in the 6-11 matchup in the West. Rob Gray scored the game winner with 1.1 seconds left. Villanova sent Radford home, 87-61. Michigan beat Montana, 61-47, and Texas Tech survive Stephen F. Austin 70-60. Providence and Texas A&M are up first today at 12:15 Eastern, and Tom Crean is the new head coach at Georgia. Now, guys, this is play-by-play violence last night in Houston.
Harden on Rivers, jab steps, steps back, shoots from 20, got it! Timeout L.A. Lawler's law in full effect against Lawler's team.
That's Craig Ackerman on Rockets Radio. Lawler is Ralph Lawler, the voice of the Clippers. His law is that the first to 100 usually wins an NBA game, and James Harden's hoop did just that for the Rockets last night. They beat LA 101-96 to clinch the Southwest Division. I don't know if there's actual angst in that reference or just being funny, but I've never heard that before. The Cavs came up short in Portland, 113-105. The Blazers have won 11 straight, 10 for the Raptors after a 106-99 final in Indy. Tom Benson, the longtime owner of the Saints, who also bought the Pelicans in 2012, died yesterday at 90. Benson hadn't been in the hospital since mid-February with flu-like symptoms. The Cleveland Browns trading cornerback Jason McCourty to New England, where he'll play with twin brother Devin. And Tiger Woods tees off at 108 Eastern this afternoon at Bay Hill. Tiger a 4-under 68 yesterday. Overnight leader Henrik Stenson just teeing off after his 8-under. Guys?
All right. Thank you, AB.
Thanks,
as
AB.
We wait upon Clark Kellogg here, who should be joining us momentarily. As day one of the NCAA tournament is in the books, day two upon us today, this afternoon, getting short going shortly after high noon Eastern time into the evening and into the night. And, you know, you had some interesting storylines. Certainly, we touched upon the Buffalo victory over Arizona to kick off the 8 a.m. Eastern time hour. Loyola Chicago with the near buzzer beater against Miami. There was still 0.3 seconds left to beat Jim Larrañaga and the Hurricanes. Entertaining basketball games when you look at Oklahoma and Rhode Island, Virginia Tech and Alabama. And let's welcome aboard Clark Kellogg right now. CBS Sports Westwood One's Clark Kellogg to talk about NCAA March Madness. Clark's appearances throughout the tournament are brought to you by Werner, the official ladder of NCAA March Madness and the official ladder of professional contractors everywhere. Werner, number one in ladders. Clark, Taz and the Moose with you. Thanks for a couple minutes this morning.
Hey, glad to join you guys, man. What a good day yesterday. Had a little bit of everything that we expect to see in March Madness, and I anticipate much the same today.
Yeah, it really was. Let's start with Buffalo. That's the stunner. Not the fact that necessarily they won the game, because Miller's teams always seem to underperform in the postseason at Arizona, Clark. But the style and fashion in which they did it, literally, you saw the bow break for Arizona, and they gave you little to no pushback.
No pushback at all, and they couldn't guard them. I mean, I knew Buffalo, and I think everybody that's watched them knew how good they were offensively. I mean, this team averages 85 points a game. They got four guys that score between 15 and 17, and I watched them three times. Really, really liked them until I saw the matchup on the bracket and felt that they would push Arizona but not be able to get over the hump. Not only did they push them, they dominated. I mean, they had 9 turnovers in the first half and led two, or trailed. I'm trying to look.
Trailed
back.
Led by two, 40 to 38.
Had 9 turnovers, and then they had 1 turnover in the second half and blitzkrieged them. And you heard their coach, if you were watching the game, talk about it at halftime. He was like, "We should be up double digits, but we turned the ball over." And when they didn't, he was right, because Arizona had no answers. I mean, they spread them out, drove them, made threes, got all the loose balls. And you're right, at the latter quarter of that game, it seemed as though Arizona just conceded a bit. And that can happen when a team is aggressive, confident, playing at a high level. And these Bulls don't think they're done. And I tell you, I think Kentucky will match up much better in terms of being able to defend them. But that's a high-octane offensive team playing with a lot of confidence. And that's going to be one heck of a matchup, I think, when they get after it tomorrow.
Yeah, there's no doubt, Clark. The Bulls coming in with a plethora of confidence right now, and they're going to try to ride that momentum. Left shift gears for a second, Clark. How about that drama, man, that amazing buzzer beater, man, by Loyola Chicago, Ingram, man. How awesome was that? Talk about it, bro.
Yeah, I mean, that was tremendous. And it was a tight game throughout, and a lot of folks had seen Loyola and knew how good that team was. I mean, they share the ball. They've got multiple shooters. They space it. Just play a really solid, entertaining brand, even though fairly low scoring in that one yesterday. But buzzer beaters are buzzer beaters. I mean, the fact that they had a timeout, didn't use it, played just flow into whatever we can get, and got a three-point shot for a trailer and for their best three-point shooter in Ingram, and he didn't hesitate, sprayed it, and that was the difference. Man, that was
unbelievable.
That's the kind of drama that you expect this time of year.
Yeah, and you know, two other memorable ones from the first Thursday. How about the Rhode Island victory for Danny Hurley and that Ram team beating Trae Young in Oklahoma in OT?
Well, in many ways, that set the tone for the day, and you saw that matchup on paper, and you're thinking this could be really fun to watch. One, Trae is a special player and dynamic, and had an outstanding game. As has been the case the last half of the season, the complimentary players, his teammates, didn't come through quite to the level that they had when Oklahoma was rolling. They got quality shots that they weren't able to knock down. But give credit to Rhode Island. I mean, that's a gritty, small ball team. And E.C. Matthews and Fats Russell carried them in that second half. I think they made a combined 7 threes in that second half. I don't know if those two guys made them all, but they made the bulk of those 7 threes that Rhode Island made. But they took care of the ball, which has been their MO all year, because they play 4 or 5 guards. So they typically don't turn it over. And then when they get the 3 ball going, they're hard to deal with. No, that was a great, great game to watch. And I don't think Oklahoma played poorly. I think they played pretty well, honestly.
Couple questionable shots by Young. Shot selection.
Yeah, no question.
Toward the tail end of that game.
He was trying to put the capper on it. Probably if he could do it over, he might look to try to drive those because they were having some success. One of those goes down, and they push it to a four-point lead. It's a different dynamic for Rhode Island, but the fact that those kind of shots don't put pressure on the defense like driving it does. So I would think he'd probably take different approaches if he had those couple of possessions open again.
And he might not. I mean, he might be going right. He might be going right to the NBA. It might be done for him at Oklahoma, as he said after the game. Hasn't made any decision as of yet. We'll see what that decision is. Final one on yesterday, Clark, and Taz and I discussed it earlier. I thought it was one of the more entertaining games. It didn't have the buzzer beater, I get it. But in terms of shot making, Alabama Va Tech was a hell of a watch.
Oh, man.
I mean, that was a very, very entertaining basketball game yesterday.
No doubt. It didn't seem like anybody was either going to play or could play tough defense because both teams were so on top of it offensively. But you're right. Back and forth they went, and Sexton took over in the second half. Petty was terrific throughout the game, making threes. Va Tech, that's pretty much how they play. And so you're right, that was, in terms of entertainment value, that was one that you couldn't be too displeased about in terms of how the kids played and made shots.
So Clark, give us a prediction, man. Who do you think today can be the next Buffalo Bulls and pull off that?
Well, a couple of teams. You know, we only had, two double-digit seeds advance, and I think those were the only two lower seeds that won, I think. But anyway, looking at today, this Marshall-Wichita State game is very intriguing to me because Marshall is really good at playing a freestyle, wide-open game, shooting threes. And John Elmore is one of the best guards in the country in terms of scoring, assisting, rebounding. I think he's averaging 23, 6, and 7. So this kid can really play. Wichita State, not as stingy defensively as they've been, but they're a little better offensively. So I think this game could have a real up and down feel, and when you shoot the three like Marshall does, you get hot with that thing. You could maybe surprise some folks. Bucknell's an interesting team to me. They've got a tough matchup, but we thought Buffalo had a tough matchup with Arizona. I think Bucknell is a team that can match up pretty well with an outstanding.
I told Moose earlier, I got a feeling you're going to say that because you and I were talking up the Bison a little bit.
No, but I do like that team. I think Michigan State has the edge. And I think Wichita State inside with Shaq Morris and Willis may be too much.
Too much,
the three-point shot is a great equalizer. And then you look at Butler, Arkansas. I think that should be a terrific matchup. And the other one that I would circle probably is the Murray State-West Virginia game. West Virginia wants to turn you over. Murray State has pretty good ball-handling guards and shooters. And when you open that floor up, if you can handle the pressure, you're going to get quality shots, and that's going to be something to keep an eye on. That Murray State team's got a couple of guys that can really go, and West Virginia forces you to make basketball plays, and that might play into the racers' hands a bit.
Styles make fights, Clark, and especially when you look at these matchups, especially underdogs against favorites. How about Charleston? They came back in their championship game in their conference. They've got two or three guys on that team that can play.
They got three that average about 55 points a game.
Yeah.
Really? And Chile are in the backcourt.
Right.
And then Brantley's up front. He's kind of an undersized forward that can step out and shoot it. They drive you. That, too, is one to keep an eye on. Then the other one I will say is New Mexico State.
Okay.
That's a team that I think it's a comfortable matchup. Clemson has really good guard play, so that'll be intriguing. But New Mexico State has a guy in Zach Lofton who possibly could do a Rob Gray on him. You know, he could go for 30-plus. And this kid, Jamario Jones, man, he's special as a rebounder and do everything except really shoot it. But he's a double-double guy, undersized, but really high motor and active, impacts winning. I think that's going to be a fun game to watch, that New Mexico State Clemson game.
We're talking to Clark Kellogg. Westwood One, CBS Sports is a fantastic job. College hoops analyst Taz and the Moose with you, 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern time here, CBS Sports Radio. Clark, what about we can't ask you without asking about the orange, right? I mean, I got to be a little bit of a homer here, right?
No. And you know what? I've got my eye on that zone, man.
Yeah, how about they struggle offensively? What about the familiarity? They know Jamie Boeheim knows Dixon well. What about Syracuse TCU?
Yeah, you know what? That's Syracuse is still alive. They did it with defense. They struggled all season to consistently score offensively. But they're three guys who do the bulk of the scoring. Battle and Howard and Brissett, they're dangerous. I mean, they're streaky, but they're dangerous. And that zone is problematic because of the length of the Orange. They've got size at just about every position, which makes it tough. I love TCU's offense. They execute, shoot it. But I'm leaning towards Syracuse being able to muck it up enough and then find enough offense to.
There you go.
You're making Moose happy.
There you go, Clark. You just put a smile on my face.
That's
Clark,
awesome.
You know, after picking Arizona, if for anyone who had Arizona going deep in their tournament, last night was a long night, Clark.
Well, I mean, it is what it is, man. The brackets are the brackets. March Madness is March Madness. And I know there are a bunch of dejected folks, including one of my colleagues at the desk, Charles Bark. Chuck was just really lamenting the fact that for 8 years in a row he's rode the Arizona Wildcats, and the ride has been far too short for him.
Hey, we want to thank you, man, because, Clark, you were nice enough. And Mikey, our producer, set you up with the bracket, and you joined our bracket challenge. So thanks for doing that, man. It's an honor to have you.
Yeah, all good fun, man. No problem. Glad
thank
to
you,
be
man.
Part
appreciate
of it.
It.
Had an average day, but I don't worry about it. I love watching the game, and it's fun to see how your picks end up playing out. And a lot of times it comes down to one or two plays, and that's the drama that makes March Madness so special.
Well, hey, listen, Clark, we appreciate the time this morning. We really do. And have a good broadcast throughout the day today, all right?
Yep, looking forward to it. All right, Taz Moose, take care, guys.
You take care, Clark.
And Clark is going to join us next time this upcoming Monday, March the 19th, to recap the first four days of the NCAA tournament. So Clark is going to join Taz and myself twice a week. Next time is going to be Monday, March 19th, 8:25 a.m. Eastern time. Clark's appearance is brought to you by Werner, the official ladder of NCAA March Madness and the official ladder of professional contractors everywhere. Werner, number one in ladders. Coming up straight ahead, Taz and the Moose with you as we continue right along on this Friday morning. We'll look ahead to games that we're looking forward to today.
Yes.
Second day of the NCAA tournament. We have some leftovers for you as well as we roll right along. Taz and the Moose with you, CBS Sports Radio.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
All right, time right now to ask the pros. And the question of the day brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Today's question is from Josh in Boston. Which game are you craving to watch today? Easy answer for me. I think for Taz as well. Don't forget, you can submit a question by going to cbssportsradio.com/askthepros. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices, excellent customer service. Wear at O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every single day. Josh in Boston, easy one for me. I mean, it's my alma mater. I've got to wait all day and all night. But 9:40 Eastern time tonight, Syracuse TCU. Now, if you have trouble sleeping, the game might put you to sleep because I would not expect it to be a brilliant watch. And Syracuse is an ugly, ugly offensive team. But that would be my game that I'm looking forward to the most in the second day of the tournament. You, Taz?
I'm not surprised to hear that, Homer.
Yes.
No, I'm actually looking forward to watching Q's too. But I'm definitely looking forward
to Bucknell, right?
Yeah, it is. It's Michigan State and Bucknell tonight at 7:10 p.m. I'm looking forward to that for sure. I'm looking forward to, not to sound cliche or whatever. I'm looking forward to all the games, but I definitely want to see that. We just heard Clark Kellogg, who does a great job, obviously, on our show here and everywhere. He's all over the place right now. He's great, and we heard him talk about that. You know, Bucknell might have a little shot here. They have a punch's chance, but I don't think they're going to pull it off against the Spartans. As I said, I have Spartans winning the whole thing, but I'm looking forward to that for sure.
Well, you mentioned it, about Penn against Kansas yesterday. Gave him a shot. Yeah. Penn actually had, stats are stats, Penn had an 11% chance, according to the stats, of winning that game.
Yeah.
And it was a five-point game with about 15 minutes to go. Now, it didn't end up being that way. And
correct.
Kansas spurted away and ran and hid, and that was pretty much the game. But for stretches of that game early on, you know, Kansas was down double digits at one point in time. But to play to your point, you can look at a lot of different matchups. Marshall and Wichita State, the Shockers, not a good defensive team. Providence, Texas A&M for Pete the Body, who's got Providence going to the Final Four, 12:15 Eastern time. The Friars going up against the Aggies.
I like that
Providence team. I like Providence team. I like Cooley. He's a good coach.
Yep, yep.
And that is a tough team, and that'll be a good matchup against Texas A&M. I like when I look at a game and a slate, Taz, I like looking at the 8, 9, 7, 10 matchups.
Oh, yeah.
Because I think you get teams that are probably a little bit more evenly matched.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. But definitely that Friars team, that Providence team.
Good team.
A&M, yeah, they're definitely a good team. Looking forward to that. There's a boatload of really good games. I mean, so Butler, right? I think Butler plays today, right?
Butler plays Arkansas today.
That's right.
Yep.
You got Purdue and Cal State Fullerton, Purdue. I mean, the Purdue's are something to watch. So, yeah, should be a lot of great ones, man.
And I think what you learned early on here, if you're going to take a lesson out of Thursday, number one, never pick Arizona again in any bracket. And Clark Kellogg mentioned Charles Barkley. I guess 8 years in a row he's picked Arizona, and it just has not worked out for him. Number two is, yeah, that is. There's no question about that. That was
a rough night's sleep last night, I'll be honest with you.
But the other thing you take out of it, Taz, is the word parity. There's not a lot of separation. We discussed it throughout the regular season going into the respective conference tournaments and now going into the NCAA tournament. There are a lot of these teams, whether it be underseeded, teams have got an opportunity to pull off stunners and shockers. And we saw a four fall yesterday. I would not be surprised if you see a four and a five, maybe even as high as you could see maybe a three fall. Because there's not a lot that separates the mid-majors from the majors anymore.
No, you're right. And to your point earlier, you were talking about seeds that are close, like a game today is, Nevada and Texas.
Yeah, good matchup.
7-10.
Yeah.
And that Nevada team's good. They got a lot of transfers on that team that are legit power D1 players. That's going to be a good game. I got Nevada advancing that, but we'll see. I mean, I'm telling you, today's going to be good.
With you on Nevada. Let's get to some leftovers, shall we?
It's time now to dig into some leftovers with Taz and the Moose. The stories from today's rundown that we haven't talked about on the show.
I'll take my cue and start talking.
Go ahead, Mikey B.
I've screwed it up long enough.
That's all right.
Tyrann Mathieu, where do you think he lands?
Great question.
Buffalo Bills. No, I'm joking. I hope he's going.
Did you see the report that he's looking for around $11 million a year? Tyrann Mathieu.
I'm a believer in this guy.
25 years of age, even coming off the knee injuries he came off of, Taz?
Yeah, I mean, I am. I'm a believer in this guy. We talked about him at length yesterday. I mean, where does he end up? I mean, there's a lot of suitors where this guy could go.
Well, Jets, Giants.
Jets for sure.
Minnesota is in on him as well. The Vikings. There's a lot of ways. They can't pay him $11 million. I don't know why.
No, I could see Jets wanting. We talked about the Bowles situation when Bowles was coaching there at Arizona. I can see Jets. Well, his teammates on there. Adams, right? Jamal Adams, another LSU guy.
I don't think they were teammates.
They weren't teammates, but they went to
the same school.
Right. That's right. They were not teammates. I stand corrected.
Yeah, no worries. I look at more the familiarity with Bowles in that system.
You can make the argument
for Giants, though, because his former defensive coordinator is now the Giants defensive coordinator, Petcher. So maybe he decides to step in and play defensive back for Big Blue. He's going to get an offer. He's a good player.
Tremendous player.
Playmaker. Taz, those are difficult guys to find. I mean, he might not be the most physically gifted. He's a guy that's always around the ball. He's not 6'3", 6'4", and he always makes plays.
One word describes Mathieu. Motor.
Yeah.
He's all motor. You know, so I like him. Next!
Ooh! Still time in the offseason, and we have the draft coming up. But Browns, Rams, Titans, and Bears. Who's had the best offseason?
Browns, Rams, Titans, and Bears.
Yes. I'm going to go Titans. Wait, Browns, Rams, Titans, and Bears. Between Rams and Titans, I would lean, I don't know, what do you think? I'd kind of lean towards Titans.
You'd go Titans? I'd go Browns.
Browns?
You know why I'd go Browns? Number one is they've got a running back in Hyde.
You got Tyrod
Taylor, right? They were aggressive. They added Landry. If Gordon's healthy, a Landry-Gordon combination at wide receiver can be pretty special. Now, if Gordon is healthy and is no longer doing drugs, I mean, so that he's had an issue with that, many suspensions. So as long as his life is on the straight and narrow, that could be a pretty special. It seems, here's the deal. I look at Cleveland, Taz, and I think there's an organization. They finally have a plan.
Yes,
I felt like they were all over the place.
Yeah, no, they have a structure now. They have a structure.
I feel like Dorsey's got a game plan, whether that works or not.
Right.
But I feel like they're all pushing forward in the same direction.
Yeah, I think so. I think if you're a Browns fan, you're happy. You're happy with the moves. And I think Rams and Titans also good, too. We're running out of time a little bit. Next.
Oh, I got you.
Look at Mike.
Did you see Ron Hunter's tweet? The photo of Comfort Inn.
Yes, the Comfort Inn sign. Ron Hunter is my new favorite coach, and it was great that he came on impromptu that day.
It
was this week, right? Yeah, early this week it was. I did see it. It was hysterical. Did you see it?
Yeah, I did. And I'll tell you this, Taz, I was wrong. I mean, number one, he backed it up. But I heard another interview where they brought up the Hunter quote about staying at the Comfort Inn and it's smaller. And he said, no, that's true. He goes, first and foremost, you go to these respective cities. Usually early on, they're smaller cities. They don't have a lot of hotel rooms, number one.
Of course.
And number two is they're going to take care of the higher-seeded teams and put them in the better spot because they expect them to move on.
To move on, wow.
So the lower-seeded teams, usually you're not staying in as good of a hotel. Oh, it has nothing to do with finances. It has everything to do with the expectations of what your team is going to do. So that is true.
That is true. I didn't realize that. That does make sense, though. Do we have a next?
We got one more next.
Wait, we got Comfort Inn?
We got to stay at Comfort Inn.
Next.
Final one from me.
Next.
It's Sunday. Rhode Island Duke are playing. Duke's down one with the ball with 10 seconds left. At the same time, Tigers putting birdie to win on Sunday. You can only watch one. Which are you watching?
I'm watching Rhodey and Duke. I'm watching Grayson Allen seal the deal. That's what I'm watching. That's what I'm doing about the Moose.
We're going to watch Tiger.
I knew it. I knew you'd go Tiger. Tiger's just...
Tiger on the...
He's 18th. Tearing it up, baby.
He's the favorite now to win the Masters.
You got to tip your cap.
Tiger is now the favorite, the betting favorite in Las Vegas to win the Masters.
Wow. I mean, yeah, he's just... You got to give a guy credit. For a character perspective, to come back from all the adversity, everything that he's been through professionally, personally, injuries, the whole nine. For him to be in this position is very, very, very awesome for sure.
Oh, great position he's in. He said he feels different now. His back is holding up. Basically, hope that's great because Taz, great for golf.
Next!
Golf needs him. There is no next.
Will you stop?
So you'd watch the Rhode Island Duke ending?
Yes. I would. I definitely would. I mean, nothing against Tiger, nothing against golf. I just, if I'm invested this deep in the NCAA tournament, I'm definitely, and I got to see Duke advance. I need them to advance.
I'm going to go out on a limb because I want to be put on the record, right? So Arizona, I was dead wrong on that. I'll give you a prediction for Saturday. Seton Hall will beat Kansas.
Okay, log that. Write that. Will be for a future.
My own worst enemy. CBS Sports Radio's toll free line 855-212-4227. Brought to you by Geico. Great news. There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on car insurance. Make sure to download the pod each and every day. iTunesRadio.com, and tune in, and make sure to give us a rating as well. I want to thank our great guest, Clark Kellogg, for joining us earlier on in the hour. Mikey B, Pete the Body, fantastic. AB with your updates. And should be an interesting weekend. A lot of college hoops with the NFL kind of taking a sidestep with all the major free agents having reached an accord already.
Great. Have a great weekend, everyone. Great weekend of sports. And thanks to all the callers and people interacting on social media with Taz and the Moose show this week. We appreciate it.
Give us a follow at Taz and the Moose, at Official Taz, at Mark Malusis. Have a good Friday, everybody. Peace.
There's got to be a 10-second runoff here. They're going to go 10 seconds. They have to.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.